The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
No, Rory has the night off. It's me, Nick Ramirez, your host of the Worst Little Podcast. We're podcasting live from the recent cast in the original Dogwater Studios. Season 5, Episode 1. I got Josh Chewy Martin, my co-host, Dogwater Dick. We got Nate the intern, who's not an intern, he's a producer. But we also got in the studio, Victims of the Cave.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, job. Welcome, boys.
Good job, Nick.
Nice.
Hey,
thank you, guys.
How you doing?
It's probably the best one we ever did.
I think so.
Yeah.
I wonder what's different.
So
does Rory have diarrhea?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, bad. He might be because of his tapeworm, but I don't know. He didn't say.
Oh. No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Yeah,
that will give you diarrhea if you drink the wrong person's pee.
Yeah. Actually,
it's sterile. Yeah.
That's how you got the tapeworm.
If you drink pee, your tapeworm is going to die off soon because it's so
sterile. I have a really small penis.
Is that true? Is that science?
I don't know.
Does Rory have a small penis?
I don't drink pee. I know that when I worked at Pizza Baron, my tapeworm was loving it.
Well, awesome, man. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Have you had a good week?
Had a great week.
What'd you do, Chewbacca?
This week?
Yeah.
Hung out.
What about the weekend?
Well, last week, over the weekend, pretty much did that, too.
Just hung out at the home?
No,
with
we
the
went
fam?
To see that Beatles tribute band, Rain, yesterday at the Pioneer. That was pretty awesome.
Dude,
took my daughter
another
there
friend
to
who
see
went
that.
To
it was really a good show.
Did they rule? And like, cause
they
I always
they
think like
ass.
They do the stuff the Beatles never did live. So
I don't know. I never saw the Beatles live.
Oh. Well, they didn't do it. That's why. You never saw
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, it was good. So. They do a good job. It's
like
not
they do
corny.
Sgt. Pepper
like,
stuff?
It's not like a casino show where it's just super cheesy and fucked up. It was good. Yeah, they did everything from the beginning to the end. Yeah.
Those guys are friends with Tom.
All Beatles music, what's not to like? You know?
Yeah, it was fun.
It's awesome.
So yeah.
Yeah, and they're all friends with Tom. Like he recorded them, Tom Gordon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the bass player said he's from here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool,
that was fun. Took my 3-year-old to see that. She liked the light show and she danced for a while, but 2 hours is a long time for a 3-year-old to enjoy herself.
Yeah.
Fuck, they can't do shit for that long, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
Did your wife like it?
Yeah, she liked it.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It was at the Pioneer, which is a great place to see a show, too.
You said that, and I didn't, and I forgot already.
It's all right. I haven't seen anything at the Pioneer since the Butthole Surfer back in 1995.
I don't.
And that show was so great.
That was such an awesome
show.
That was
such a great room for a show.
I saw
the
poster for that.
After that one, they kind of stopped having rock shows because I think the place kind of got a little fucked up.
I think, that was so rad. And for all of you in the band that don't know, like me and Nick and Chewy were all at that show, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah, that's true.
It's destiny, awesome. Man. It's destiny.
We've had
I think me and Chewy knew each other.
We probably knew each other. Yeah. We might even
it's almost like being pipe buddies, but with the Butthole Surfers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we all did it at the same time.
Are we going to go there already?
That's
okay.
A dream.
Are we going to go there?
Oh, damn. Are we going there?
Do I have to explain this?
The previous week, I was up in Seattle. That's why I couldn't be here for the show.
Oh, how was that?
It was fucking rad.
What'd you do?
I got drunk with my friends, like good old friends I have known for 25 years. We sat around and played board games and drank 40s of Old English and tequila. It was awesome.
Are you a board game guy?
No, I'm not. But it was fun just to sit around a table with these guys because back in high school, we used to all sit around a table and smoke weed and stuff. It was cool to still be able to look around
good.
And see these
see,
guys all,
yeah.
all doing
that's
so
good.
Good. It was
that's
awesome.
Good.
Rad. And
saw
what
little friends.
Did you go out and do anything in
Seattle? Yeah. I went in Ballard, walked around with Jesse Rand and Nate Anderson, the two rappers from the Princes of Pork. And we went and played pinball and just wandered around Ballard and got fucked up one night. Went to a hockey game up in Everett, which was cool. I liked Everett. Never been up there. Cool town.
Cool,
oh,
man.
I thought it was a guy.
I love hockey games.
No, Everett's cool. Everett's kind of a little bit
we
Reno-y.
Hung out up it's in not... Everett. Yeah.
I hung out with this guy, Everett.
I would go to Seattle.
Who's not talking into their mic?
Me.
No, it was somebody else.
I think it's Connor. Connor.
Is it me?
In the mic. Always in the mic.
Always in the mic.
It's part of the show.
In the mic.
Sunday,
do you like it in your face?
Do you like it?
We like it in your face.
Went to a neighborhood bar in Seattle and watched the Seahawks game, and the people up there are freaking the fuck out right
yeah,
now
no
about
shit,
their team.
Right?
I mean, that town is so fucking crazy about their football team right now. So it was interesting.
Fuck yeah, man.
It was fun. There's just roving bands of people fucked up, wandering around Seattle, yelling about the Seahawks after that game. So it was interesting. It was cultural.
Rad.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's cool, yeah. How about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, man. Last week I went to my grandmother's, which was really nice to see my grandma and have some turkey. I really low-key weekend.
Thanksgiving,
man,
was months ago, huh?
I know. She just
She was raised in the Depression, and like you think, cook a turkey because it's cheap and you can eat for a week.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
right?
Really a good idea.
Probably. So. But I guess it's at, you know, we announced it on Facebook, but me and Mikey are
engaged.
Yeah,
age, that's so. Awesome.
Dude!
I was at 340 likes or some shit you got on. That's great. I'm not like a big Facebook, you know, freak, but that's pretty impressive. Nobody... I've never seen anybody get 340 likes on something before. So
yeah, me
good
either.
Job.
I've never gotten anything.
Yeah.
It must be our combined superpowers on Facebook.
Yeah. I think everybody's pretty stoked about that. So congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
I will actually come to this wedding, Nick. I've missed all of them for a while.
Well, maybe I'll invite you then.
Yeah, you might get invited.
I fucked off the last two. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I care this time really a lot.
All right.
Hopefully I'm in town because I've never been to one of your weddings before.
Fuck you guys. Yeah.
Actually, I did go to one.
I am definitely a two-time loser at the wedding thing, or at the marriage thing, mostly. The wedding I'm pretty successful at, but it's the marriage part.
That's why we should show up for the wedding, because that's the part that's going to go great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think the whole thing will go great, because you got a pretty rad chick there.
Yeah, thanks, man. I do like her so much. Yep. We have a lot of fun. And it's rad, because when I was younger... You know, I actually was kind of with my best friend as a girl, too, but we were so young and fucking kind of crazy and, didn't, you know, you don't want to be tied down when you're young.
Hmm.
But now I get a second chance to be with somebody who's like my best friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, yeah, tie you down.
We're fucking getting pretty old. You better pick somebody and stick with them.
Yeah, somebody who's not going to want to change you, you know, who likes exactly likes who you are for real and does not really keeping shit from you about it, except that they fucking adore you. Which is the way it should be for people.
Word.
So that's why we're engaged. So that's the big news on my front. What'd you do this weekend, Rick?
Oh, dude. So during the week I had a couple. I had Eddie from Eddie in the Subtitles and Jimmy Quattro coming in and recording. And then I got my new house cleaned, which was big deal because that's gonna coming up soon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
New place is cleaned. I've never had to scrub blinds with Comet before, but it was required. It was really fucking awful, but we got it done. And the garage smells like poo, and I hope that goes away, but I don't know why it smells like poo.
Right, dogs.
So no, there's no dogs. It just smells like poo. And you know, like when there's poo, it makes sense that it smells like poo. But when there's no poo, you're just like, why does it smell like poo?
Maybe it's rat shit.
There were a couple septic months, you know.
I don't know.
Poo. Dead shit in the walls.
A little, sneaky poo.
Yeah, so I'm scared, but it didn't
just
smell like
cut
poo.
A hole in the roof and shit in the garage.
In the bucket.
Just invite
but
us
like
over.
But like hit it.
It was Santa. Like cigarettes.
Or maybe it's poo disguised as something else.
Maybe it's behind the drywall.
Maybe. So I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah.
And then fucking on Friday, my truck broke down.
Oh, no.
And as it broke down, I just pulled into the nearest parking lot and then parked, and I just had enough power to do that. And then I looked up, and I was at an auto parts place.
That's very lucky.
It was like, cool.
See, Jesus does like you the best.
For real, dude. I know.
Yeah, see, that would never happen to me, man.
No, because Jesus hates you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Car breaks down right in front of the police station.
Yeah, that's what would happen to me, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't happen. It might not happen to you, not because Jesus hates you, but just because he doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's more, yeah.
He's not a hater.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus loves everyone, but Uncle Rick is his favorite.
Right.
So, exactly. We all know that.
Exactly.
Right. We know that.
So dude, and then fucking... Saturday and Sunday were like the most metal days of my life. So, yeah, we had it turns out Tyrus plays drums in two different bands. And so we had Tyrus fucking set up his drum kit and we did one band on Saturday and one band on Sunday. And then that same band from Saturday is on the show right now.
Wow. Fantastic.
So Tyrus' drums have been here all weekend.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So should we talk to the
wait?
Yeah.
That's some good planning. Do you guys have a manager or something?
Nah.
We're self-managing.
We're
DIY.
He's
in the corners.
You
need one?
Yeah. I think it was Nate's idea, but
yeah,
Nate's really smart.
Nate's the brain behind that.
Right.
I believe
I just suck his dick.
Hey.
Yucky.
Nick in the back, shut up.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
Poor Nate with a couple black dudes in
so,
it.
So out of context entirely.
Really?
Yeah. Well, let's go around the room and introduce our band.
Who the fuck
here.
Are all of you?
Let's go around.
Which
the room
do you want to go around first?
Let's go around in here first.
Okay. All right. So I'm John. I'm the bassist for this lovely band here.
Mm. John.
I am Connor. I am the singer.
Connor.
Do the vocals.
Connor.
I'm Gary. I play lead guitar.
Gary.
And I'm Gabe. I play rhythm guitar.
Gabe.
Uh-huh. And out in the back, we got Tyrus, right?
Yeah,
the
I'm
drummer.
Tyrus. I play percussion for this band.
he's got like one of those Thompson twins racks with all the chicka chicka stuff. Remember Thompson twins?
How they have
the
rack Latin of fusion.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
You guys are like
that.
The Thompson
and steel,
twins.
Steel drums, yes. Exactly.
Yes. Wow,
you'll notice it
be cool.
Right off the bat, though.
This is
you'll
be a
like,
treat.
Wow, this is just like the Thompson twins.
You guys are like the white Thompson
fusion.
Twins.
I think
they did have a black guy.
Oh, did they?
Just one though.
They had a black dude.
There was not a couple black dudes in that shit.
A single black dude.
As far as people
dude.
Know, because this
they weren't
they
twins then.
Me,
obviously,
I
it's
am
a
black
fake name.
And a lesbian.
I am lesbian.
You're Italian.
I love your people. The good
Amen.
People, the lesbians. I love them.
Make
I,
me the spaghetti, Tyrus.
I think that's Lebanese.
So, are all you guys from Reno?
Well,
no.
Okay, someone one by one. You first, John.
All right, so I'm from. Fucking Podunk, Oregon, Klamath Falls, there's nothing
Podunk.
There.
You look like you're from Podunk. I thought you would be a Sun Valley kid, but
no,
oh,
Podunk would be.
Oh,
what?
Oh. That's not bad, though.
Oh. Klamath Falls is on the less scenic side of the mountains. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What brings you to Reno, John?
Well, I moved here when I was like 4, and I turned,
oh, okay.
I turned 5 like right when we got here.
So why did you move here? Don't you remember?
Right
I have no fucking clue. Yeah.
Have you been to Klamath Falls?
Are you avoiding the question?
I just ended up here.
I have no idea. I just
were
showed
you
up here.
Were abducted by aliens, John?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably an alien.
They brought him a few hundred
he has
miles.
Better meth in Reno than yeah. so much.
Oh, there's plenty better meth.
Oh,
you know, as a 5-year-old, I experienced a whole lot.
My parents moved me here from Klamath Falls because there was better meth.
Right, and yeah. he's on like his third fucking set of teeth.
Too. Don't mess it up.
Are you currently, or have you graduated from a Reno institution in high school?
I am a senior right now.
Okay,
so
do you want to tell everybody where you go or no?
Yeah, I go to Reed.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, right up the street.
It's a horrible establishment.
Sparks Core.
I hate that place.
Sparks Core.
Yeah.
I like your baby blue uniforms. Those are real cute.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute, right?
I like the
you
yellow.
A faggot.
I like the ones that I don't wear any
yeah,
ever.
Not,
yeah, he never wears
no.
them.
No. They hate me for it, but I'm never going to wear
we
that
We were literally
shit.
The group that was in the corner that wore all black, and
yeah.
just every 5 seconds, excuse me, but that is not dress appropriate for work.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, for school. And they would send me home a few times, and I'm pretty sure they sent them off.
That's
they,
right. That's a good way to go and hang out with your friends getting kicked out.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
not
like
for
that.
Weed, but for wearing black clothes. Stupid
yep.
shit.
That's cool. So you guys are all Reed people?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
besides the
besides
the
Condor,
singer.
Not me.
The Condor
no.
is,
okay,
is
well,
not.
Are you
Washoe High?
Are you good?
I think I'm good. Let's move on
to
Condor here.
Okay. So, I was born here, but my parents lived in Mammoth, California, Mammoth Lakes, California.
Uh-huh. Dude, how did were you born here if your mom's vagina was in Mammoth, California?
Yeah. Okay. So they drove here.
Oh, this is
when I was about to be born, and then I was basically a test tube baby, so I'm special. So I was made in like a laboratory, like Mewtwo.
No,
yeah, I'm
sweet.
Special.
For
so
real?
That's yeah, I'm one of them.
Genetically engineered.
And yeah, so
but you grew in your mom, right?
Right. Yeah. No.
Then,
yeah. No. It wasn't like weird or anything. I wasn't like in like a. Yeah, I wasn't grown in like a
nothing
petri dish
about
forever. And, like, I escaped, and they were like, "Oh my god!" Like he got out. Yeah.
Cross your legs, honey.
So yeah, no. So yeah, I was born here, and then they went back there. We lived there for like a year or two when I was a baby. And then we moved back here because it basically sucks in Mammoth. The economics there are really bad now. They rely on skiing in the winter. And then in the summer, it's basically like if you like hiking or
mountain biking yeah.
that's it.
You
know?
You, Tyrus.
So it's
people
not very good. It's
you.
Based on like outdoorsy people.
Yeah.
And they just don't have enough going right now. So it's kind of not going very well there. So that was back in like the 90s. So I was like a little kid. So... then we moved here and been living here ever since. So I was basically born here. So I've basically been here forever. I don't really remember Mammoth. But
dude,
I've been
yeah.
here.
So far I'm getting hometown boy. You
yeah.
too?
No, I'm actually from San Jose, California.
This is Connor.
No, this is Gary.
This is Gary.
Gary, yeah. Right. Connor was the last guy.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm done.
There's so many dudes here.
That douchebag.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I'm from San Jose, California, but, like, I moved back, like, from Reno to California, like, numerous times, so... But I finally got to stay here because I like it here.
Are you going back and forth between two parents and your broken family?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I was making that up. It's true.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Good job, Rick.
Yeah, good job, Rick.
Way to go. Way to be a dick.
But it was mostly...
I think he's...
Namaste?
I think I see a tear.
It's okay. Oh, man. Hey, he said namaste.
Rick, that's
no, I'm crying, Rick. I'm crying. You better come give me a hug.
You made him sad.
Gabe, where are you from?
Same, San Jose. We both.
They're brothers.
We were basically back and forth.
So Rick
from there.
consulted your family.
Yeah, it's all right. But no.
And you both got G names, Gary and Gabe.
Yeah.
Do you have any other siblings?
Yeah, we have two other brothers.
Glendora and.
Yeah, we all got the same initials.
Greg and Jeff.
Oh, poor Jeff.
Spelled with a G.
I was telling my mom Garth. Yeah. Garth Brooks, man.
He's the runt. Give him a J name.
Yeah. Wow. Tyrus.
What's up?
Do you want to pipe in on what we've been talking about?
All right. So I was born in St. Mary's.
Oh,
that is so,
me too, man.
So is my
fancy.
Son.
My mom was born in St. Mary's. My grandfather was born in St. Mary's. And his grandfather was born in Reno somewhere. And I'm a sixth generation Renoite.
Rad, dude. That's awesome.
Damn.
I'm a fifth generation Reno person, and that's pretty awesome. My daughter's a sixth generation.
Because most people leave, but your family didn't.
Nope.
So
that's rad.
Right on. So this is pretty much a Reno band, man, with a little...
But they go to school in Sparks, so let's just go ahead and say that.
Oh, yeah.
Sparks band then. You go to school in Sparks.
It's like a combo. It's like Reno-Sparks area.
I don't know.
If they made it big, they would say they're from Reno. They would say they're from Chucky Meadows Community College.
Yeah, technically, actually, I live in Sparks, too, but Sparks is part of Reno, and I'll even admit that.
Yeah. Well, I only say I'm from Sparks when I'm in Reno.
They should just make it like Reno-Sparks.
So it kind of.
I've heard that before.
Right. Yeah.
Reno Sparks.
Rename the place.
You're not from San Jose. You're from
East
Mountain
Reno.
View.
I'm from Reno Sparks.
You're from my hair.
I'm from Oceanside, bro.
Talk in your mic.
Oceanside.
So I love you guys as cranberry juice.
Oh, yeah. Ocean spray.
My bad.
That's awesome.
So how'd you guys all hook up this band? I mean, you're just like in class one day and you're all, I want to be metal.
Yo, let Connor tell this story.
Yeah. Okay, it's a crazy story, man. So, basically, so it happened like two or three years ago, because I'm the oldest one, so I'm almost 21. When I was like 18, I graduated from Reno, and I play guitar like forever, and I always wanted to be in a metal band, and I saw this picture on Facebook. This kid was playing guitar, so I added him. I was like, "Do you play guitar?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, so let's jam." And then he was like, "Well, I found this drummer named Tyrus who goes to Reed. We're going to jam with him." So me and Lucas show up to Tyrus's house, and we just jam.
Wait, who's Lucas?
The other guitar.
I'm already lost.
Lucas is this guy that
I
added him on Facebook.
Did he quit?
Not quite.
Basically, this was another band. It was called Catalyst. We started, Tyrus and I were in this band called Catalyst, and we started with this guitar player, Lucas, that I added. That we all got connected with.
And then
we got a bass player also named John, but it's a different John. And we played around shows here and in Tahoe and stuff, and it kind of fell apart. And then Tyrus and I started jamming like the summer.
Sexually.
After it fell apart. And like we just kept making songs. And then we found Gary. And then
at this point, you guys are like 14 or something, right?
Catalyst was like 18, 19, and Tyrus is like, Catalyst was like, I was 18 to 19, and Tyrus is like, what were you 15 like?
15 to 16,
yeah,
somewhere around
there. Right.
Okay.
Deftones and then,
was my
so, and so
band
now,
at that time.
Yeah. So it was like a few years. So Deftones Tyrus and I have been like, this is more of like a continual band where Tyrus and I have been in this for like, almost 2 to 3 years now.
Yeah,
and
almost
then
three.
This band has been around for almost a year or two now. And so it came out of that other one. But we didn't want to give up because we had songs for that. We kept one song and then we just continued and made this project, and it's awesome. And we just kept going. So that's kind of where we came. We added people as we went along. We added Gary, so it was Tyrus and I and Gary.
And then the little brother was like, hey, my older brother isn't as good on the guitar as I am, but you can fucking... Oh, okay.
It was like Gary was vice versa. Gary was like, bro, my brother, he looks just like me. Nobody will even notice when he joins the band. And we'll have two guitar players.
Yeah, it was sick.
Connor actually mistaked him for the guy off Asking Alexandria.
Yeah, I thought
he was. But yeah, so then we added them. So we have two guitar players. And then we looked for a bass player forever. And then we finally found John. And John's the only bass player.
That's right. I remember when you guys first came here to record, there was no bass player.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, we'll do that later.
We did that, yeah. We kind of like group effort the bass on the first one, but yeah.
Very cool, man.
Well, so do you guys play good or do you totally suck?
Oh, no, we totally suck.
We're totally shitty.
Especially the guitar players.
We suck really bad.
And that bass player can't even keep rhythm.
Yeah, the drummer's only the band because he has a good practice space at his house.
Well, we love shitty, so let's hear some music, man.
All right. Yeah. What do you guys want to do, the slenderest one right now?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Slenderest one. All right, here it is.
Does everything work?
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
All right, wait, because the drummer's out in the other room for everyone at home. The drummer cannot see into this room. We cannot see him.
It's part of the magic.
He cannot see
it's
us.
Part of
so
the
this is
illusion.
We got to get it all set up, and then I don't know how they do it.
Are we
it's
ready?
Amazing. They're like wizards.
We are wizards.
It's magic. It's like that cross-dressing card trick guy we get in here.
Oh, yeah. Who's playing a few days ago at the Jubs.
Kalina, we love you.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm here.
Y'all ready for some thrash?
Ready. This song's called The Slenderest One.
Fucking rad though.
Is that supposed to mean
loud?
To some more.
Yeah,
do you guys
let's do another
one,
you guys. Yeah, go ahead, double up on him.
Okay, all right. Yeah. What's next?
Yo, you want to do Bone Collector?
Is this about my mom?
It could be.
I'm sorry.
It's up to the condor.
I'm sorry, Mom.
What do you want next, big boy?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to do
anything? I want to do Boner Collector.
You want to do a boner?
Yeah.
Let's do boners.
Can I do a little cute drum fill at the beginning?
Yes.
All right, here it goes.
Christ,
I think I shit my pants, dude.
That's dope.
That was like
awesome. Riku likes it.
My throat is so dry now.
My throat is so dry. I need a water.
Red.
Oh god. Oh god. Where did I put it? Oh my god.
That's just on my penis.
Oh my god. That was awesome, you guys.
So, fuck. You
isn't
roll.
It funny how? Isn't it funny how Connor sings when he and how Connor talks?
Yeah,
most of the time.
Oh, that makes me moist. Oh.
Is this all? He's all, hey guys, I'm gonna do this, okay? And then the song starts. He's like, ah, Jesus Christ!
Hi, just a sandy
Are you guys hearing my right hand crash cymbal come through? Because it might be cracked.
Are you cracking?
Yeah, it's cracked. So
are
y'all hearing it?
Are you on crack?
Rick, get him a cymbal.
Right. Yeah,
immediately. Mox now.
Start.
At least it happened on the last day. You know, of you
that's
in the studio.
Yeah, that drum set's really got a lot of work the last few days.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking A.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
It's super awesome.
Whoa. Whoa, subconscious Chewy.
I love banging around here.
letting out some air.
I don't get it.
So his drum set bad being bad would make him gay. I don't know why.
I don't know.
What have your gigs been like, man? Since you got the band together?
I don't go to a lot of metal shows. Do like chicks like take their tops off, or is there like crazy mosh pit? Or is there five guys looking at you?
Do you have problems being underage and stuff too?
Oh yeah,
we got to talk about Elko on that one.
You guys played in Elko?
Elko's a fun story.
Elko
was probably one of our favorite shows. Let me tell the story because I drove. I called.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Connie and I'll tell the last part. All right. So we got an offer from our. From our good friends in Drag Me Under, which if you haven't seen us, we like every other show we play with Drag Me Under. So they had a show booked in Elko with another one of our favorite bands to play with, Rat Pack.
Silver
so
Dollar or what?
I called them.
What were they called?
Exactly.
Yeah, what's
Rat Pack. Yep. Not Rat Pack, Rat Path. So anyways.
Chewy is so down with Nevada, he knows where you played.
Exactly. Oh, the Silver Dollar is the raddest bar out there.
It's the shit.
Oh, it was so cool.
So we got out there, and the people did not realize that we were under 21 when Jeremy booked us. They let us play the show, and we said that was awesome. And then shortly afterwards, we all got kicked out besides me because I had facial hair and they didn't realize I was under 21.
Hmm. Well, except for me too. Man, but I remember like I left and I came back and then like they were outside.
Everybody loved us because everybody in the crowd snuck out Jello shots for us.
There was a lot of
we do not support underage drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And, but actually, right on you guys.
Neither does the Silver Dollar Club in Elko.
Ever.
No, they don't.
The Silver Dollar didn't do that.
Yeah, they kicked you guys out.
They threw you out like they're supposed to.
And we were in the corner.
Yeah, we were done.
Some of the citizenry of Elko does actually support underage drinking.
Apparently. Yes, but no.
Yeah. And also legalized prostitution. They got everything.
Yeah. Elko's actually a great town. I love it.
Yeah, it's a nice place. They got a lot of
We went to the Ruby Mountains. They experienced that.
Yeah, Lamoille Canyon.
Like, that was
Wait. You went to the Ruby Mountains, experienced what?
We experienced the majestic peaks.
It was
canyons.
Like Lord of the Rings.
It was so cool, man.
It literally was wonderful.
I thought you experienced prostitution.
Took them up in the mountains.
That's 20 miles.
Yeah, we did that. Lay them down in the grass.
In the meadows, in the quiet meadows.
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
Like $300 an hour.
Allegedly.
I don't know what to talk about. I got mine for free.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, most of all, our shows have been pretty good so
good
far.
Good turnout.
We just we'd like to see people.
Where do you usually play here in town?
We used to play the Alley a lot, but then the Alley closed down. So
that's probably why.
Most often place we play is Fort Ryland, which we still play a lot. We have a show coming up on the 16th, I believe. And we play
the tradition of underground Ryland Street shows.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then
Knitting Factory.
We play the Knitting Factory about. Maybe twice a year, and then we play Jub Jubs a lot.
That's just so fun. Yeah. We've been playing the Knit a lot, though. We've been playing it.
Well, yeah, we played it three times in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, you're supposed to be dinging, Chewy.
I'm sorry.
Murray's absence. Yeah. You're compulsory. A terrible dinger.
But if you want to see us and have a really good time, go to Fort Ryland because you'll die.
Yeah, we
the Knit.
Or come to see us with Fit for an Autopsy on February
19th. Yeah,
Jub Jubs. That's going
to
be fun.
The longer you play at Fort Ryland, the more the dudes that like to go fucking nuts like your band, and the more people get hit in the face. Like we were literally playing that same breakdown we just played.
Uh-huh.
There was a pause in the breakdown, and I heard a guy get hit in the jaw, and I heard a crack. Oh. And that was it. And then the breakdown went.
Should have recorded.
And I was like, I was like, fuck, why don't we have that in the recording?
Yeah, or on video.
I didn't even care that a dude I knew got hit in the face.
Hey, have you recorded here recently, correct?
Yes.
Should throw a sound effect in during that part of the song. A jaw crack.
That's the guy's skull.
Brutal.
That sounds exciting.
Brutal, brutal. Who are some of your, let's go around the room. Let's see. Favorite bands. How did we get to this point?
All right. So my favorite band is Devil Driver. They got me into metal.
Devil Driver?
My very first metal band.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely love their style and energy. It's just fucking nuts.
All right.
They sound heavy as hell.
My favorite band is the Black Dahlia Murder. I don't know. They just... my friend showed me them in like 8th grade and they're just ridiculous and I was like their sound, they're just crazy. So that's mine is Black Dahlia Murder.
Gary.
Well, I originally started off listening to rock and Metallica and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into some heavy metal.
That old Metallica shit was really like where all that heavy metal
came out. It was good, yeah.
Kill 'em All
and all their albums were just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I listen to more like Carnifex and Black Dahlia now.
Yeah, I'd have to say same here. Mostly Metallica that really got me into this whole scene. But more, I listen to more modern day shit, such as like Asking Alexandria and Suicide Silence. And a lot of the band members don't like Asking, but that's okay because I do.
Their old stuff is fine. Their old stuff.
Their old stuff is good. Respectable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I love it.
But it's mainly around those bands. It's so hard. I can't even really pick.
Tyrus.
I would say my favorite band of all time. Everybody can say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Pantera.
Right?
Pantera.
And a close second. And a close second would probably be either Deftones or Sepultura.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Deftones.
I like the groovy shit.
Yeah. He likes the grooves.
Yeah. Deftones are awesome.
But is that what you were listening
Sepultura
to?
Sepultura is fucking great, too.
Like years ago?
That's what he's just listening to.
I think I found Sepultura eighth grade year, and I found Deftones freshman year, but Pantera... My dad had all their CDs, so I've been listening to them since I can't remember.
Oh, dad's a Pantera fan.
Yes.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's part of the equation.
Big Pantera.
My parents were into the Beatles, so I don't know what
I'm sorry.
I know it sucks.
Well, my parents listen to country all the time, so.
Oh, no wonder you act like the way you act.
Yeah.
So that's how I got
it. That's all right. Mine were rap. My parents listen to rap.
Oh, that's
terrible.
They
look down upon
me.
Are you
serious?
Right. Yeah,
no wonder they broke up.
So we got a little bit of time.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. But they still come to our shows. They try and be supportive.
That's so rad.
Rap really got popular when I was in middle school, so that's fucked up.
What do you guys think of, like, metal rap hybrids?
I can't stand it.
Rage Against the Machine
I think it's
is probably
kinda
one of
weird,
the best
but
bands
Rage
of all
is
time.
All right.
Yeah, Rage is okay, but that's about it.
I agree. The Deftones lyrically are definitely a rap group.
They're cool.
Yeah, but they just don't come off as rap.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
They'll have songs that sound really romantic.
It's flowy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll have really romantic songs, but then you look into it, it's like, oh, that's about getting a blowjob. Yeah. And it's like, that's really cool.
Those guys are actually awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, like, A Dirty Secret is I really love Limp Bizkit.
Faggot.
Exactly.
Oh. Faggot. Oh,
Riku is very judgmental.
Turn his mic off.
And Gabe, I guarantee that you like Attila.
Okay. Somewhat, kind of.
Game.
Kind of. Some songs, I don't listen to them on a daily basis.
What about, like Korn?
Korn's all right.
I love Korn.
Yeah, Korn's pretty good.
I never got into Korn. I'm sorry.
I have, like, almost all their
bitch.
CDs.
I just, yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Rory's not here talking his ass off.
No, we've done good till now.
Okay, Rory can tangent way better. I want to stay on topic. I'm like, well.
So what do you guys got coming up? I mean, it sounds like you've been recording. You got something coming out. You got a date on
this? It's weird with these kids because fucking every time they've come over, we've done many songs together, and fucking every time it's like recorded, mixed, and mastered in one day.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds great immediately.
Just focused. Well, they're obviously super talented.
I had nothing to do with
that. That sounded great.
Thank you, guys.
Flawless.
So there being a bunch of young guys, you guys really got your shit together. It seems like musically.
It's fucking. They're like 10 times more professional than most of the old people I get in here. I think the next generation. This makes me feel like the next generation is not going to be as fucked up as we are. Like,
well, hopefully not. Fuck.
And actually, this is two generations away. No, it's still
it's because
the next
of President Bush's No Child Left Behind.
Yeah,
that's we're not left behind. Man. Exactly.
We're all together.
I grew up.
We're all together right now.
Well, you guys got shows booked and stuff?
We got two shows verified and two shows that I haven't even talked to them about that we've been offered.
What is it?
Meltdown? You chill out. I'm going to talk.
Okay.
All right. First one is the 16th. I already told you guys about that. We're playing with Capsize, which is an awesome band that we played with before.
Do they spell it with a K?
They spell it with a C because, you know.
They're so cool.
Grammar. Yeah.
And then on the 19th.
Well, where is that gig, the 16th?
That's at Fort Ryland.
Okay, right,
yep.
Right.
And then on the 19th, we got a show with Fit for an Autopsy and our bros in Moosty Crackish, Purification by Fire. And I forgot the last band's name, but they're from Sacramento. And that's going to be cool. It's at Jub Jub's. And then we got two maybe shows coming up. We might play with the Gehenna, which is a really cool underground band.
Oh, yeah,
band.
We know them.
Yep. We're going to play with them most likely at Fort Ryland. And then we're also going to do Spring Meltdown for Born Dead Productions. Sometime in May,
spring. Yeah.
Rad. Hey, I can drink. I'm going to the bar. Woo!
Yeah.
It's like you guys will be busy, and some people graduating this year, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
My old ass.
Who's
all of us, actually.
Are all of you still in school?
This is our last year.
Me, Gabe, and John, yeah.
I should have graduated last year, but that's all right.
George, you guys are
just a little slow.
Just a little. Anybody going to college or any of that?
Yeah.
Just Tyrus.
I know
maybe.
I am.
Well, Tyrus is in college
he's
right
in
now.
College, yeah. I tried college. I just didn't know what I wanted to do yet.
College
so I
sucks.
Just
yeah, I mean,
put
like,
it on
really
hold.
That's what I hear a lot.
If I get the money for it, I might.
I kind of just put it on hold, yeah.
Truthfully, I mean, like.
A little bit high.
Yeah.
It's better than having a job, but fuck college.
Well, okay, because it's just that when you're in a band and you go into school, I mean, that's a lot. Both things require so much of you, you know.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how you would balance
Lots
that.
Of people pull it off, though.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really hard to get a job on top of all
yeah,
of that.
Once you throw a job in, you need the money, it's too. A fuck me.
You try to throw a job on, and then you don't have, like, as much time for everything
Chasing
else.
Do you drink a lot of energy, Tyrus?
What's up?
You drink a lot of energy drinks, Tyrus?
No, I'm
Is
just
that how you do it?
I'm a coffee freak.
Oh, yeah, dude, there you go. That's how you do
it. Yeah,
coffee.
You guys forgot about energy.
Chug.
Like, every day I'm like, hey, does anybody want to go to the coffee bar? I even saw Rick there one time.
Oh, yeah, I totally ran into you there because I go there all the time, too.
I'm like there every other day, so it's like, I'm bound to see everybody I know.
It's like a gay meeting place.
Oh, my God.
They have great gelato.
They
really do have great gelato.
They always draw me a nice big dick in my coffee.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's go get a dark roast.
You got any of that gay biscotti?
Gay cocksucker.
Yeah. Oh, no, bitch.
Oh, no, bitch.
Do you like it in your face?
Yes.
Bukkake is the best.
Yeah.
Bukkake.
Yeah, John, it's just legal for you to wash that. How do you know about that?
Shh. Ooh.
We don't condone underagers looking at porn.
He's 18. Ever. It's actually not illegal.
No, I'm legal.
Yeah. He's legal.
All you ladies out there.
Yeah, all the
There's
ladies.
Only one that's under 18.
All the ladies go to John.
Yeah.
Lots of ladies listen to this podcast.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was
sure.
That was good.
Chicks put out for jokes.
They used to.
So
let's have more music, right?
That's
Absolutely.
What I was about to say. Let's have some more music.
You want
to
play Elko?
I don't think they're going to pull that off. I didn't say that. I'm just kidding.
Let's do
Obsidian.
Absurdian, yeah.
Absurdo. All right, I'm going to try and get this mic out of the way. I keep on punching it. I'm sorry.
Keep on punching it.
It's a 57. You can hit it with a gun. It's fine. You can't hurt that thing. It's like my dick.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ, you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, I can't
Let's do another one, man.
Yeah, do it again.
Let's do a double shot.
Again.
Back to back. What song do you guys want to do? The Wolf?
Rose of Thorns.
Let's do The Wolf.
Let's do The Wolf.
The Wolf?
Yeah, The Wolf.
Okay.
Wolf.
Here we go.
Do you guys like not get laid, or there's just something going on there?
It's been about four months.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Man, no wonder you play so hard.
Keep it going.
So hard.
You guys are tight.
It's really working
man.
Good for the music.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Do you guys think about touring or anything? Or
we really? Oh want yeah, to. We really want to.
We really
oh,
want
yeah.
to tour.
I guess you got to finish school and stuff.
No.
Well, you already
no.
played a show.
Yeah,
now,
you
though.
Just have to drop Whoa. Out and
there's online, man.
Right? Oh yeah, online, huh?
Online tour.
We'll all no, get laptops.
on the laptop oh, yeah. school.
You can finish high school on your smartphone now.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be a hologram girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only need like half a credit to graduate, so I'm good.
You know what? Fuck it. Leave it.
Fuck it.
We'll always be there when you need it.
Oh, yeah. We made a lot of money doing this, actually.
Yeah.
What do you guys think, like, the Reno Sparks metal scene, like, is it... Is there too many bands, or is there not enough bands? What's going on with that?
There's too many factions in the metal scene.
Yeah, and like
yeah.
fucking A. Every time I talk to a metal guy,
stuff,
they're like,
right?
"Well, we're black metal. Well, we're more death metal. Well, we're more this metal."
There's also yeah, there's not
I'm
enough.
Candy
too.
Bar
yeah.
metal.
Like truthfully, there's enough, but there's not enough.
There
that
should be more.
Want to play shows together? Yeah. And
people
be
should
part
be cooperating.
People should just like
learn to play together, not hate everybody.
And metal bands are so fucking picky. Metal fans are like, "Well, I like this sliver of metal. Well, I like this sliver of metal."
Like
everybody.
Metal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you can hear it in us. We like pretty much all of it. So, I mean, we like
mostly thrash, though.
Most sides. There. But, yeah, I mean, we like thrash, death, you know, like breakdown and shit. Yeah. We like new stuff, old stuff, melodic
a touch
stuff.
Of black every now and then.
Black metal.
You even admitted to
all
liking
kinds of stuff.
Rap metal, so...
Yeah. I mean, yes, I mean Tyrus
yeah,
like.
Okay.
I mean, did you hear that? Did you hear that groove in Bone Collector?
Is that groove metal?
That was yeah. straight up
oh,
like
okay.
I like
that's
groove
groovy.
In NWA. Yeah. That whole yeah. song was groove metal, man. Yeah.
Groove metal. See, I learned stuff on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when I liked metal, it was like Metallica right. and Slayer.
There's like good metal
bands.
And bad metal. I thought.
Yep.
But
and then Pantera came along, and ever since then, it's
yeah,
been like
Pantera.
There's metalcore, there's new metal, there's deathcore. It's they kind of
there's just too many subgenres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody should really probably try to support each other a little bit more, I guess, huh?
Yeah, because there's a definite hardcore scene and a definite metal scene. The problem with that is most of the bands in the hardcore scene actually play metal, so they should probably play shows with metal bands and vice versa. I'm not blaming
them. They should just play more together.
Come as one, man.
Come as one.
Yeah.
And they're actually divides. The first time I ever saw hardcore and metal meet was when I think it was Five Finger Death Punch toured with Hatebreed. I was at the Knitting Factory and I got jumped because I was trying to mosh while they were hardcore dancing.
I was actually there.
So there's a little bit of issue with the fans too. Like the fans will get violent because there's hardcore dancing and moshing, but it's really just silly. And everybody needs to play together.
Can I have both?
No, yes, Riku.
Oh yes, you should
pick a side, Riku.
Yes, you should.
All right.
All right, that was awesome. You guys are a really great band. But now we're going to do the portion of the show that is sponsored by Reno Computer Fix, where we ask you guys some uncomfortable questions.
Sweet. All right.
Okay.
Are we doing like the Reno Computer Fix?
Yeah, let's do Reno Computer Fix and then...
Reno Computer Fix is awesome.
Give me some Rory's music.
Go there and get your computers fixed.
Man. Oh, wait.
I actually got my computer fixed there
too. Go tomorrow.
Reno Computer Fix.
They're located on South Wells right next to the Dandelion Deli in the Wells Avenue neighborhood, which is the best neighborhood in the world.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah,
it's on the east side.
I always say if you can get it on Wells, don't get it anywhere else, including
And I'm not
STDs.
Even kidding. I got my computer fixed there like 2 days ago.
Yeah?
I picked it
up.
Did
you really?
I did, and I'm not even kidding. It was because I have an all-in-one computer and it overheated. Mm-hmm. And we normally bring it to a place over here, but it was way cheaper there. And they didn't even pay for the extra installation of the hard drive because we found out the hard drive was fucked up. So they actually did really good. I have
That's
a friend
great.
That works there,
good
and he's
place
really cool.
To go.
That's a good endorsement.
Yeah, that's good.
Testimonial.
There you go.
Sponsor.
Yeah. Like that.
Here's somebody.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
Hey. Fucking A. And all right. And now we're going to do this thing called the quiz.
Yeah,
it's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
Will you give me some Rory's music, sir?
Aw.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. It's that time. It's the worst little quiz in the world on the worst little podcast in the world. I'm going to try to get through this because Rory usually does this, and he's really good at it.
Didn't even leave his notes when he got diarrhea.
What a jerk. I did have time to write down my own questions this week, and since we got five dudes in the band, we don't need a million questions to make this thing really long.
Sure,
so let's go around the room. I'm going to take my page over here so I can get ready to score you guys.
Carry the one.
Right.
Sexually.
Let me find my thing right here.
Sexually.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you guys go ahead and take naps or whatever while Nick's getting his shit together.
This is... you'll be awarded points at the end, so do your best,
guys.
Yeah,
we'll see which one of you does this best.
All right, we'll start with John.
Oh, damn.
John, first album you bought.
First album I bought.
Or CD or download or whatever you kids do now. But, like, what was the first one you bought with your own money?
You know, that was actually The Faceless.
The Faceless.
Yes.
Does anybody know what that is?
That's a great Faceless. That's a good
band. It's a mediocre deathcore band.
Might be before your time, Rick.
Newer band. They're great.
Love you, just kidding. They're really good.
Connor?
Same
question.
First album I bought with my own money, Black Dahlia Murder Nocturnal.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. Well,
all right, let's go, Gary.
Mine is, I believe it was Ozzy Osbourne.
Sure.
God, I can't remember the exact album, but I'm pretty sure it was Ozzy Osbourne.
It's the one where he sings.
Okay. And Gabe.
Well, mine, I can't remember buying mine, but it was given to me, and it was AC/DC's Black Eyes CD, when it was kind of one of their comebacks almost. And
did you like it?
I really liked
it. It's a newer one. It's good. I like it.
That one's really good. I own that one, too.
It's so good.
Tyrus?
It would be back in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
74 Jailbreak by AC/DC.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right. Let's go with, let's start with Tyrus. What's your favorite film?
That's a hard one, but I'd have to say Forrest Gump.
Nice.
Really?
Holy cow. Nobody ever says
that. Not expecting that.
Yeah, and the faster you answer, the more points you get. John?
That'd be The Crow, the first one.
Oh, The Cure did a theme to that.
Yeah. I know, it's beautiful.
I love The Cure.
Brandon Lee, right?
Okay. Yep.
All right, Connor?
Alien.
The first one.
Yeah. First one.
The first
nice.
One.
All right, Gary?
The Notebook.
Oh.
Faggot. Oh. I'm just kidding. I'd probably say...
Do you want to play Barbies? I have Barbies at my house.
Oh, yes, bitch.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I would probably have to say Dazed and Confused. That's a good movie.
There you go.
Right on. Linklater.
Mine would have to be like The Interview.
Oh, recent movie.
Yeah.
I just saw that.
Gabe is throwing stuff. Them out.
We are same, but different. But still same.
On us.
Tyrus?
What's up?
Here.
Did I already answer
yeah,
you? You already
you
answered.
Yeah,
I started
first.
With you.
Okay. It's hard when, like, you're
man, I'm the best host in the world.
So what was the age and circumstances of you guys losing your virginity?
That was my next question. Right?
Oh, I jumped on it. Bam.
All right, Johnny. Biter. Or no, Tyrus. Tyrus, go.
Do I start?
Yeah. Go, Tyrus.
I was in high school, and...
So it was the high school age?
I was high school. I was 16. Okay. It was a girl that I had been dating for
you
at
were
that
a girl
point.
You've been dating?
No, it was a girl okay. I had been dating for 6 months. And, yeah.
Yeah, man, you put in some work on that one.
Yeah,
good
we
job.
Did.
Yeah, congratulations.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
Oh.
Oh. Mine
your
was
daddy's
actually,
not here, so.
I was in middle school, like, just after I turned 14. And this was with a chick that
way
I was
to show
with
me
for
up,
a while,
asshole.
But I had her. Yeah, I lost it real early on.
Where were you guys?
What'd you go to Pine
in the
or
Nugget, actually.
In the Nugget.
Casino floor? The casino. The arcade.
The buffet,
so
huh?
And
wow.
You did it, dude.
That's fucking
table cloth.
No.
That's too ballsy.
You guys know the fucking basketball machine?
Yes.
You can go under that.
Oh.
That's fucking
oh,
shit.
Oh.
I did not know that.
That's I know,
cool,
it's pretty bad, but
I don't
bad,
know if I buy
that's kind of cool.
It's a good thing you're
real.
Underage.
For real. He's actually a virgin.
Wow.
Answer.
Okay. Connor.
All right, so yeah, I was a virgin and she was a virgin, and I was 16 and she was also 16 and we did it and it was kind of weird.
Where were you?
At my house. There was like blood. And like I thought I was like I thought
okay,
I was like
let's just fast forward.
Yeah. Good job. No, he's trying to win the quiz.
Job.
I thought I was
doing a good
killing
job.
Her. Let's so yeah, I thought I was killing her. So it was weird, but it was cool. And yeah, 16. Yeah.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Yeah.
That's all awful.
Right,
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I was actually 15.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, I was in high school. I think I was like a sophomore or a freshman. No, I think I was a freshman. Yeah.
And where were you?
In
her vagina, what do you think?
Oh, in the puss.
Vagina. Yeah,
no. Oh, in a vagina.
Right in the puss.
Okay.
Gotta
get
puss.
To the chopper now. So get to the puss.
Yeah. Like, yeah, your parents' car? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was actually at her house.
Parents' bedroom?
In her bedroom?
Yeah. Bedroom, door closed, lights off.
Oh,
you know,
parents
all
never
stuff.
Let your teenagers
oh,
that's
not
all that. All that goodies.
Good. Traditional.
That's traditional. Oh. Nice. Gabe?
Well, I waited a while. Well, no, I didn't, actually. I was really fucked up, and... Like, I don't know, I was 17 and
Angel
staying,
dust.
No, just staying at my mom's house and
you did your mom?
No. There was this girl there that I knew.
I'm your sister.
There was this girl that I knew there from a few years prior and we started drinking and yeah, it was a fucked up few weeks after that, but yeah, 17.
And then they boned.
Where were you when you boned?
My mom's house where she was staying at the time.
But what room? Was it in her room?
I don't know. It was by Mariloma Skate Park, something like that.
Oh. Oh. Over there.
Oh.
Over there.
Ooh.
Did we ask Tyrus yet?
Tyrus? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we started with Tyrus again. I'm slow.
We can't start with Tyrus because we forget that he answered.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We'll make
we'll finish up
like Gary.
Let's start off with Gabe this time.
All right,
Gabe. On the internet, when you know, go to pleasure yourself. What do you?
What are your favorite keywords?
What's your favorite keywords to
search to jerk?
Search to jerk. Exactly.
Honestly,
thank
you.
Big tits, black girls,
ketchup.
It'd be girl on girl.
Asian.
Girl on girl.
Yeah,
girl.
All right,
nice. Gary.
I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Okay, he doesn't want to discuss
That's
it.
That's not a category.
No, wait, no. Actually, I got one. I got a good one.
You're not supposed to make it up. It's supposed to be real.
XNXX.com. It's a great
dude,
one.
You were,
got,
there was
no,
like a 50-year-old guy in here.
Gary,
last week.
How do you know about
that? Waffles.
Wait, listen.
Gary, how do you know about that one?
No, seriously, listen.
That's the one that I like.
They got great Family Guy porn on there. It's awesome.
Oh, that's
it's so true.
No, yeah, Gary's right.
Spread them.
I've actually seen that. Listen, Condor says xnx.com, xnxx.com. Gary's right. That's the one. Yeah, I don't know. Probably girl on girl or like chick just like playing with herself. Yeah.
All right. Because it feels like she's giving you a show.
Right. Like it's the same. Like it's mutual. Like we're doing the same thing. So it's not weird. Yeah.
Right. You're playing with your vagina as well.
Right. I put so good.
And I'm actually in the same boat as that. It's either girl on girl or like chick just fucking going to town on herself.
Yeah.
Right.
That's nice.
With machines.
It's Tyrus.
Right.
I would have to say bear.
you like the furries?
No, it's no, no. I don't mean bear like that. I mean like a California bear. It's because I like to put myself in that.
So you like big hairy women?
Well no, no, not bear. Women. Excuse me.
Big hairy men.
I'm talking. Yeah, I said bear. I didn't say badger.
Okay.
So anyway,
well, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I'm like, look at me. I got a beard. I got too much hair on my chest for my own good.
You're furry.
I like to put myself in that video. I like to imagine that's me, and it's easier when it's a bear.
Right, and a bear is code word for what, Tyrus?
I don't know.
Big hairy gay guy.
Right, yeah. Right. That's what they call
it. Well, it doesn't have to be a gay guy. I mean, it just that dude has to be in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Right. It has to be a bear doing the deed. Yeah.
10-4. Right.
And you like point of view, POV. Yeah.
They have straight bear porn?
Yeah, they do.
I think we just got a scan.
I'm going to punch that in one day.
They do it Blumhouse.
Straight see what happens.
If Zach Wilde from Black Label Society made a porno.
It's like those chicks fucking the horses. Wow.
All right, let's start with Gabe again. If you could get away with it, anyone in history, who would you fight?
Who would I fight?
Fist fight.
Yeah, fist fight. Like, you got to
punch
them
in the face.
Fucking Mike Tyson, dude.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Mike
Tyson,
Mr. Weiss. I'd be a hard motherfucker to get down, but once I did, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, go all the way. Fuck it.
Yeah. Gary?
Can you repeat the question one more time, sorry?
In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Would I win?
No, that's not. You gotta let you walk up.
Is it,
punch
is it,
oh shit!
Depends on who it is.
It's a sucker punch.
God, I'd probably say. Does it have to be like a person?
Yeah, it has to be a person in history.
You can't be fighting poodles
or a current person.
Right. No, you can't fighting, be like Scooby Doo.
Yeah,
no
fighting animals.
Although, like Scrappy Doo, I would fucking punch that.
Oh,
dog
I'd kick
in the
his
face.
Ass. Just punch him
Scrappy
across
Doo.
The football field.
Yeah, in a second.
I'd honestly probably say Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh my God!
Happy holidays!
It's all right, you guys.
Wait,
you guys can't tell.
But Gary is Mexican. It's all right.
Anthony's so mad.
Offended.
Let me explain.
Anthony's so mad.
Oh my
it
god.
It is so good.
That's not good.
It is so good.
You're not my brother.
Explain it.
And not all right, let me explain myself. Martin Luther King Jr. was a great guy.
Uh-huh.
And just to fist fight him would be outstanding.
An honor.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. Okay.
No, I didn't
you turned it around.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean it in a racist way, if that's what you guys thought.
Okay, Connor?
No.
Namaste, by the way.
Yeah,
thank you.
For real.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I don't know, probably Hitler.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Yeah.
Most common answer, Hitler. Yeah. John.
Can I get to see Kyle?
I would fight Shaq. Shaq. No, he
Dude,
pisses
almost
me off.
Such
he
a
really wolf. Pisses me off. Like, you know those
scumbag.
Gold Bond commercials he does now?
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, I'm going to slap the faggot right off your face.
Hey, man up with Gold Bond. Man up, John.
I don't like him either. Fuck that guy.
Shaq's a homo.
Yeah, I heard that with how tall he is, he still only has an average size penis, dude.
Oh my god! Wow.
Well, it just looks small because it's on him.
Exactly.
You know? Tyrus, who would you fist fight?
It'd be fucking Andrew Jackson for sure.
Whoa!
Wow.
All right, why are you going
you
after
some,
our founding
yeah,
fathers
some...
now? That's not a founding father.
Fuck it, I don't care.
It sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded good.
He's on the money. He would be the president that caused the Trail of Tears. You got sad on me.
Very good, very
crying.
Good.
I may be really white, but I'm part Native American. Well, I don't care what I am. That guy's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He's on the money.
All right.
That's cool.
That's a good answer, man.
Appreciate that.
All right, next question. If you could, Tyrus, if you could sleep with any celebrity and get away with it, I don't know if you have a boy, girlfriend, or whatever, but if you could,
it's hard to tell.
If you could get away with it, who's your celebrity crush? Who would you fuck?
Fuck! I don't. Can
don't
it be
say
like?
Shaq.
Can it be somebody that's like in the metal thing? So it's not like a true celebrity, but somebody famous.
Yeah.
All right. It'd be Phil Anselmo from Pantera. I am actually heterosexual, but if I had the choice, like, there's plenty of beautiful women, but just Phil Anselmo and just who he is, it would be an honor.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Might need to go to the
Rick,
doctor and get yourself.
Rick, are you jerking it right now?
Do you like it in your face?
If
John
Summer. All right, I would have to go with Alyssa White Gluz, who is from the band The Agonist and now Arch Enemy, and she is fucking smoking hot.
Oh yeah, their new
and
one
has
yeah.
a killer goddamn voice. I would make sure that the whole neighborhood heard that.
Yeah,
that's and very good.
Just a little addendum on yours. After you slept with her, would you want her to hang out and make music with you, too?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I definitely would.
That's part of the fantasy as well. Okay, Connor?
Kat Von D.
Oh, yeah.
I would get a sick
tattoo.
She kind of
looks like a
dude. And then
Get a tattoo while you're boning her.
Yeah, at the same time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
It would counteract the pain.
That'd be fun. Exactly, that'd be it. Yeah.
Nice.
That's good.
Good one. Gary?
Katy Perry in her prime.
Ah.
Yeah, washed up old hag.
Right. Respectable.
God. That's awesome.
Mine would probably
be her prime. Everyone's all jealous now. Like, oh, like, Gary.
I was like, yeah, no, 22 or something? Gabe?
Well, mine would... Selena Gomez, probably.
Oh! Yeah. No!
Gotta get the feisty
that booty. Getting Justin Bieber sloppy
what
seconds.
What about Ariana Grande?
No,
Ariola Grande? Her music's like so bad that nobody wants to have
you
sex
just,
with that.
Her voice is just
Ariola
annoying.
Ariola Grande.
She sounds like Mariah Carey, gay.
In a way.
Do you really want to suck those baloney tits?
No, I don't want baloney tits. That's not good.
Can I re-answer?
I would like to jump on the Katy Perry train. I was just
thinking
about it.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Her breasts are amazing.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Right. Good answer. All that right. is the first portion of this quiz. Now, Chewbacca's going to hit you with the rapid fire.
Rapid
Chewbacca?
Fire.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start with Tyrus every time to not confuse myself. So Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Shit, Elvis.
Yeah, probably Elvis.
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 Damn. Unanimous.
Damn.
I think they just hate the Beatles.
The Beatles were a boy band.
Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy Osbourne? Tyrus.
Ozzy.
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 Dio.
All right. Slayer or Metallica?
Slayer!
Metallica.
Metallica.
Slayer.
Slayer.
All right. Nice split. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars all the way.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Word up. Are comics gay or not?
I didn't write that.
I didn't raise your hand right in there.
Oh, gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
I would rather be gay.
Is that Tyrus right?
I'd rather have... Wait, what? You'd rather be gay?
Yeah, because I'm
I'd
like,
rather have red hair.
Gingers have no soul.
Yeah, gay people have hella soul. Like, listen to that shit. Have you listened to YMCA?
Oh,
oh,
my God.
Oh
my God. Gay or ginger?
I'd say ginger because I can always dye my hair.
Yeah,
you'll still be moly.
Yeah, ginger.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then
definitely
I'll...
going with ginger. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just get laser surgery.
All right, diarrhea or vomit?
Diarrhea.
Vomit.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Vomit.
All right. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Oh, man. Sometimes I think I should be beat up, but arrested.
Can I get beat up then arrested?
Those things happen together.
Like, oh, that's what happens sometimes. When you make fun of Martin Luther King.
Yeah, right off the show. They're waiting outside.
I don't know. Probably arrested.
I go with beat up.
All right. Batman or Superman?
Ooh, that's awesome. Batman.
Superman.
Batman.
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 Alrighty.
No.
What about?
Okay, Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
Katy Perry all the fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, I think you
Katy
know my answer.
Perry.
Katy Perry.
Good answer, guys. I'm happy that you all jumped right on that, too, because there's no option.
That wasn't
opinion.
Even a question.
All right, Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
Herpes. Oh,
that was my first show. I'm not even going to lie, so Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Wow. I say herpes, man.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Herpes.
Herpes for life.
No, you guys are still young. You don't understand what herpes is yet, but.
For life.
What if you had to have Nickelback for life, too?
Yeah, that's what I was going. That's what I was assuming
on my iPod.
I was assuming Nickelback all the time.
The only music that was ever left in the world was just Nickelback.
See, we want to give you herpes.
You can get cream for your herpes.
Okay, West 4th or East 4th?
Like 4th Street here in Reno?
Yes.
West.
Yeah, West.
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 You guys are so hardcore.
All right, right on.
Circumcised or not?
Not.
Not.
Not circumcised, more skin.
Not.
So you all like uncut dick. That's good.
Wait.
You're lying.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wait up. Okay. All right, what?
That was a trick I did there.
Are we saying what we are?
I don't know.
Are we saying who we are?
Damn. There's a lot of extra skin in this band.
All right, anybody else got any rapid fires?
Let's see.
Do it.
If you had to pick between Pantera or Metallica, but you couldn't have both, which one would you pick?
Pan fucking Terra.
Sucks. Metallica.
Fuck you, Gabe.
Metallica.
Pantera.
Metallica.
Yeah. Well, you guys get some balance.
That's why me and Connor started the band.
All right, let me tally this up. Let's see what we got here.
Carry the One.
Oh, it's really close between a couple of guys.
So you better do the math. Let me do,
okay. Final question.
One more. Blind or deaf?
Oh, shit.
Obviously blind.
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 Deaf.
Deaf.
Blind.
AIDS or cancer? This is the final question.
Tyrus.
Oh, fuck. That's AIDS. Hard. I guess cancer.
Did we go around the room?
No.
Okay.
Fuck. AIDS.
Cancer.
Cancer.
All right. All right. Let me tally this up. What we got? Oh, shit. All right. Well, just squeaked it out. At the bottom, we got Gary. He was about 60-something. He's at 331.
Gary, you suck.
You suck.
Sorry, Gary. Gabe at 3. I think the Martin Luther King killed you on that
one. That's
sorry,
right, bro. Like,
come on.
The initial died. Impact, man.
Even though you tried to cover up for it, which was good. You got a few points back, but it still didn't work.
We know you hate black people.
It was funny.
No, I love
so
black
racist.
People.
No. I thought it was tasteful.
Gabe came in fourth place with 399. We got, ooh, this is a close one, too. Connor with 472 and John with 487. But our winner is Tyrus with 634
Tyrus!
Points.
Yeah, Tyrus!
Whoa! There you go, Tyrus.
Yeah.
So damn. Now, somebody needs to tell me to shut up once in a while.
You're exempt from blowing
hey, Tyrus,
Rick.
Tyrus, shut up. Yeah.
You're the only one who doesn't have to blow Rick.
Or you get to go
but
first.
But what if
faster.
I want to?
You get to go first.
You go first.
All right.
All right, you guys, let's hear a couple more songs
more
and we'll
music,
put this to
music.
Bed.
All right, let's do Cold and Gray. Gary, you can start it when you want. All
right.
Victims of the Cave.
Is everybody ready?
All ready.
Melt your face.
We're so ready.
Yeah.
Every time it stops, it's like you know when they finally pull out, like, whoa, is it over? My God!
And back to Earth.
Jesus Christ!
You guys want to do one more?
Yeah, do another one.
Rose of Thorns.
I'm down.
Rose of Thorns.
I'm down for Rose of Thorns. Roses of Thorns.
Do you guys have the Facebook, the website, any of that stuff?
Yeah, we got a Facebook. I don't know. We're gonna make a YouTube soon, like an official, very official YouTube and all that.
Got some merchandise.
We have merch and all that. But yeah, just we have a
t-shirts?
Facebook.
Google victims of the cave, and you'll probably find a lot of shit.
Why don't you
we do have videos up on YouTube. If you look us up, there'll be two things. There'll be a song by the Acacia Strain. We might have ripped their name off for the name of our band. And then the next few ones are gonna be us playing live shows. So you can check those out. And the Acacia Strain. I love that band.
Yeah, while you're there,
very
cool.
It's like Yeah, it'll come up. But yeah, that's not... Tyrus got it from Play-Doh.
Sorry, my microphone moved. I actually did get it from Play-Doh, and then a few fucking days later... Not a few days, but maybe a month later, that album came out, and I was pissed.
So we were not trying to rip off the Acacia Strain. Just
but it's funny
know.
To say that, and it's funny to make
Connor
mad.
But we,
so
but
funny.
You
guys both
no,
just ripped
I like,
off Play-Doh.
I like them, though. I like the Acacia Strain.
Yeah, we ripped off Play-Doh, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I guarantee you, most of our audience don't know any of these bands you're talking about, but that's okay.
Play-Doh was a philosopher back in the old days.
I love Play-Doh's second album, but then his third one he went too corporate.
It's a little bit salty for my taste.
I thought he was a band, man. I didn't know.
I was just like, he doesn't have that feel like
I didn't go to college like Rory.
He did have his homies, so.
Well. So do we want to say goodbyes now, Rick, or do we want to
just go
right into
the song? Let's have a plan of the song, and then we'll talk about what's going on. And then do you guys want to go out with a recorded song, or should we?
Yeah, sure.
Elko.
Yeah.
Elko.
Elko. Sweet.
Black Holes.
Sweet.
Okay. Elko.
All right. So all right, more Victims of the Cave.
Black Holes.
Let's do Elko.
Okay. So, no, we're doing
Rose
of Thorns.
All right. All right. I'm talking about the one other.
Yeah,
the
Elko.
One afterwards.
Recorded Elko. Yeah.
Elko.
But right now, Rose of Thorns.
Rose of Thorns. Okay. Our songs have beautiful names.
Is everybody ready?
Yes. Elko is a beautiful name.
Yeah!
That was awesome.
Very good muscle.
It's like, and then when it stops, I was like, okay, the ear rape is over.
Yes.
Until the next round. I wish you guys would use lube when you ear rape me like that.
Oh, you black it rough.
My ears just got raped. Should I report it or?
You like it? Absolutely.
Well, did you
to
enjoy
the metal
it?
Gods.
It's not rape if you like it.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You guys, we're going to get in trouble.
I better
for
not report
statements.
It.
We got to remember to call surprise every time we play a song. That way it's not rape.
What's the whole
surprise?
All right.
Rape is never funny unless it's clown rape.
Yeah.
And then it's hilarious.
Oh, no.
Did you see that awful movie? What was that, Vulgar? That Kevin Smith one?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, just speaking of clown rape, look it up.
Okay.
So what's going on this weekend? Are you playing this weekend?
Oh, this weekend? No.
Is anywhere
no,
we can catch you? When's the next weekend. Show you got?
The 16th.
February 16th.
Yeah, that's right now, yeah.
Where's Fort Ryland at exactly, so if you don't know?
It's on Ryland Street. Yeah. It's not too far from the corner of Sinclair and Ryland.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is if you're in downtown Reno, let's
is
say
it the brick building with the black windows
it's,
in the front?
It's right it behind the Sienna.
So I would
yeah,
say,
right
yeah, let's say
like a parking lot right next
let's
to
say you're
like
in downtown Reno. Go to the Sienna and then head south down Virginia Street for maybe another 200 yards, then turn left on Ryland, and it's three houses down on the left side. It's a basement garage.
And listen for metal.
Yeah.
And hardcore. And
pretty much.
And you when like, you get close, you'll know.
And then do you just walk up to the door and just walk in like you own the place?
Well, okay, the shows say sometimes. They start at 7:30, but they always start at 8, so just show up at 8. And
sneak in the window.
And you'll probably the first dude like that will greet too. You will probably be Jeremy from Drag Me Under. He's always there. He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. So yeah, everybody there is really nice.
Cool. That sounds good. What do you got anything this weekend, Rick?
Actors Killed Lincoln are playing the Crystal Bay Casino on the 30th, which is
Friday night. Yeah.
Good for
and
them,
then
dude.
Actors Killed Lincoln is playing again at the Crystal Bay Casino on the 31st. And that's
there's another rad show on the 31st, Nick. Are you going to talk about that one?
The
1422,
the ECB.
Harry's
exactly,
Watering Hole. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, fundraiser. Harry's
Liver Scars,
Sports Bar.
Liver Scars, my band, out for war. Old Glory and the End of the Line will all be punking out there for you at the
for a good cause
watering hole. Yeah, and it's for the clampers so they can get
further our historical drinking society.
Yeah, we're gonna get another chapter, a Reno chapter, which is awesome. I can't talk too much more about it because
you know, Fight Club.
We can't talk about the secret shit, but we can tell you that the clampers are wonderful stand up motherfuckers.
Yeah, and we go out and clamp or plaque historical places. We help the children at Christmas time, and
they wear red shirts.
If you die in a mining accident, we'll take care of your wife.
Absolutely, take care of your wife.
You mean like?
Anyway,
that's all we can say. Let's not get into detail here.
So that's what's going on the weekend. I want to thank everybody for the show tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody out there.
What song? They were arguing about what song to play at the
end. We all agreed on Elko.
I'd like to hear Elko. So
do you guys? Do you know that not a lot of people know this, that Elko is a Spanish word. It means the co.
He told this joke last time.
I didn't tell it on the podcast.
One guy saw an elk out there and thought it'd be fun to name the town Elko.
That's what everybody thought here. Is that really true?
That's true.
That's
Nevada is so stupid. Let's call it Elko. Let's call it elk. No, that's not good. Add an O.
The town
would sound better if it had an O.
Sound a lot better.
Owyhee, Nevada on the order or Oregon or the. The Idaho-Nevada border was named that after Hawaii, but they couldn't spell Hawaii, so they named it Owyhee.
Are you fucking serious?
That's true, right?
Yeah, want to know another really story?
True, yeah. Yes.
There's a town. It's the smallest town that's an actual town. It's Garbage, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like garbage. It's a really ugly name. And it
it's
actually
a beautiful city, though.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful. And the real name is Shahabits, which means...
it's like the Chupacabra.
It means Chupacabra or Bigfoot or hairy creature
in
Shoshone. But white people are just like, it sounds like garbage. And so now
garbage.
Our most beautiful town has the shittiest name.
How the fuck did they get garbage out of Chupacabra?
Well, it's Shahabits.
It
doesn't mean Chupacabra. It's a...
Shahabits.
Actually, people I know in Pocatello say that there is actually chupacabra up there in the woods, so that would tell you that they might have migrated as far south as Garbage. I'll
fight one. Be careful. You guys be careful out there.
I am one.
Keep out, look out for the chupacabra.
If you make your way to Pocatello, watch your back.
Oh, yeah. I know. And don't bring any goats there.
No. Fucking A, they'll get sucked.
Pump the fluid in me, Louie.
Okay.
That's all right.
Talking
so.
Goat there. Seeing goat. All right.
It's good having you guys in. Really, the fucking music's awesome.
Yeah, thanks you guys. Victims of the cave, everybody. Thanks a lot. For Dogwater Dick, for Chewbacca, for Victims of the Cave, for associate producer Nate, and for the intern Honky and the absent Rory Dowd, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short. I love you. Thanks for listening.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
Thank you, Riku.
That's it. On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah! kill yourself and do us all a favor.
Dark Water Studio.
I hate you. Fuck you. Fuck you, both you awful people.
You like it.